Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Jan Yeager is back, too. Jan is coming up on 20 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's an award-winning author. She's written 40 books. It's been translated into 34 languages. I'm so jealous of that part of her success. She has, over the years, we've launched a number of her books on this show, and she's taught us so much about time management and other things. And now she's focusing on helping you get your book published, self-publishing your book. And it's a very important topic, and we're glad she's here. Jan Yeager, welcome back.
You know, you're really a role model because your four books, unless you've gotten another one out since I saw you last, your four books are just amazing examples of excellent self-published books,
including your
latest one that I have nicely signed, The Third Ingredient.
Yeah, well, you know, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the evolution of the publishing industry, which you're very well familiar with. You were publishing books before I was, and you were part of the publishing industry before I was. Prior to 2000, I'm going to say, and you may have a better date than I do, that was still, if you want to get a book published, for the most part, you still had to bow before the publishing industry. They had to anoint you, and you had to go through that route, and you still couldn't wait to have your book on a bookshelf in the store and in an airport and that kind of thing. You still could get a contract with an advance and a reasonable percentage, whether you made any money or not, past the advance. That was kind of the paradigm, wasn't it, in those days?
Right, definitely. And what really changed everything is the introduction of print on demand. Now, I know you do short runs of your book, meaning you print thousands of copies and sell them because you have such a great ready-made audience of your fans. But most self-published authors go the print on demand route, which means that they only have to pay for printing the copies that are actually purchased. Now, the reason why this was a big change is that prior to that, it would cost a minimum of $5,000 to print even 1,000 to 2,000 books.
That's right.
And that's a big investment. You don't know if you're going to sell one book or 10,000. But print on demand through all sorts of avenues, including Amazon, you can basically, although I advocate, as you know, reading my book, How to Self-Publish Your Book, absolutely do not avoid the copy editor or proofreading stages of your book.
Print on demand and self-publishing does not give you a pass for not having a quality book.
No, but what I was going to say is that you could, in a print-on-demand situation, basically get a quality book out there for as little as $500.
Right. Right.
And that's exactly right. The difference, you know, 500 versus 5,000.
Well, you know, one of the things, and by the way, the print on demand folks, the print on demand, the advent of that was pretty close to the date that I gave you. I remember being able to do print on demand and reporting on it on the show here, say around 2002, 2003.
It actually started in 1998, 1999, because I was one of the very first clients of Lightning Source, which is
print-on-demand
arm of Ingram.
I'd forgotten that they went back there.
And I remember in 1996, 1997, going to the Book Expo and seeing a print-on-demand print machine. And it was huge, but it was so revolutionary, and people were, you know, standing up and watching. Oh my God. And the fun thing about print on demand is that my husband and I were in Amsterdam about 10 years later, and one of my self-published books, my novel, The Pretty One, I was able to go to the American bookstore and tell them I wanted my book, and in 5 minutes, a paperback copy wow. of my book came out of their espresso wow. book machine, which is the retail version of right. print on demand, where bookstores around the world have those machines in their bookstores.
And folks, one thing is important for us to point out, Jan, is that publishing a book and printing a book are not the same thing. The printing
exactly.
of your book, the printing of your book, and you alluded to this a minute ago, the printing of your book, having it available to you in short, in micro runs, like 1 or 5 or 10, that's really handy. That's good for people on a budget. But that's just the production. That's the manufacturing of your book.
Exactly.
The writing
well,
and the publishing comes before, and regardless of how, whether you have one printed or 100,000 printed, the publishing part of your book has never changed if you want a quality
exactly.
book.
Exactly, and that's why How to Self-Publish Your Book, my new book from Square One, it's divided into three important parts, writing and sequencing your book. The second part is publishing it, and publishing it covers print, ebook, and all important audio books that too many authors ignore. And the third component is marketing and selling right. your book, and that also includes foreign rights. And once again, too few authors put the time and effort into publicizing their books that they really need to. After all that effort, after all that time, and in many cases, after all that money. So
right.
it's really a big commitment. It's not just getting that book in hand. It's, you know, the whole process and, you
well,
know, just keeping it up.
Self-publishing is no longer the, you know, the stepchild of the publishing world, because there are too many people who are successful with it.
That's right.
Ken
and there are great
Ken
examples.
Blanchard goes back to '70s, in the late '70s. His One Minute Manager was self-published in the beginning. But what I tell people is that the difference between Vanity Press, and that's the term publishing companies use to throw off on you if you're self-published. They call you Vanity Press. The difference between Vanity Press and being self-published is a marketing strategy. What do you think, Jen?
Well, no. I absolutely disagree. Vanity Presses are very different.
Having a Vanity Press book where you just print it because it was for your family or just because it
well,
was your
no,
own vanity.
I mean, Vanity Press often means that the printer publisher keeps a lot of the rights.
Yeah, no, I'm not
that
talking about
a self-publisher
yeah.
gets all the rights.
That's
so
a different kind of
self-publishing is a very, very different. You know,
yeah.
I think it's important. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Hold
it
on to that
really
thought. I want to come back to this after the break. I need your website,
sure.
Jan.
Sure.
I need your website, please.
Oh, drjanyeager.com.
Dr. Jan and I will be right back.
Interesting stuff there.
So how to self-publish your book. That's her new one. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasing.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.